WKGC, your local public radio station, pleased to have an artist interview this evening.
We've got D. Lawrence Smith on the line today. Thanks so much for joining me. Tell us what got you into music in the first place.
I guess when I was 3 years old and I was hanging out with my dad in the basement, and he was listening to, you know, a lot of different types of music, jazz, classical, and I just gravitated towards listening to music with my dad. That was my introduction to music. And then my dad noticed that I was, you know, nodding my head or bobbing my head to the music in time, and thought maybe that there was something there. So he all of a sudden started to give me piano lessons, and then the rest is history.
Well, there you go. It was a way to spend some time with your dad, and it evolved into a whole career.
And how about that?
I know. Who would have thought it, right? Well, why piano? I guess you said that was your dad's call to kind of get you into piano lessons, but what made you like the piano or keyboards as opposed to other instruments? And then is there another instrument that you really love?
Well, the first part, the piano just basically lays everything out for me. And I thought when I was, you know, discovering the instrument, I could just visually see that things were laid out just perfectly for me to be introduced to music. My favorite instrument of all time is bass, and then my second favorite is drums. So piano was not like the very first thing that I fell in love with. The first thing I fell in love with was just bass, I guess because of the vibration and the feeling you get. But I don't play any other instruments. I did try playing saxophone, and I kept getting nosebleeds, so that was the end of that.
Oh, no. So you're a little better. You're good with your hands.
I'm better with my hands and not having to blow in anything because I don't want to get nosebleeds.
No, we don't want that. That's probably not a good stage presence either.
No.
It's a completely different kind of show.
That'd be a different show.
Tell us, what was your first big break?
My first big break was with Anita Baker in 1988. Mm-hmm. It was facilitated by George Duke, who, he rest in peace, was like my mentor. Mm-hmm. And I basically got called to do an audition, and I got the gig that day. And that was Anita Baker, and that was the beginning of my career as a musician, as a professional musician.
Right. So you've been touring and recording in support of other musicians for a long time, since that gig in 88, really. And from whom did you learn the most and why?
You know, that's a really tough question. I think I've learned a lot from all of the celebrities and the people that I've worked with. And I did give that some thought. And I would have to say Anita Baker was probably the most influential, maybe because it was my first. And it was my introduction to that life. And she was very genuine with her artistry. And not only that, the people that were surrounding her noticed that I was green and that this was something that was entirely new to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of just gave me life lessons on how to deal with the career and how to sustain it in order to have some longevity. So I would say just by that experience alone, working with Anita, seeing how she works on stage, seeing how she prepares herself, and then the supporting staff, I would say that was probably the most influential. And then everything else was just a tweak here, a tweak there with someone like another celebrity would probably give me another lesson. So,
well, that's a great great mentor to have, Anita Baker and her supporting cast members.
We'll play a little Anita Baker, and then when we come back, we'll find out more about some of the A-listers that you've worked with. This is WKGC talking to D. Lawrence Smith, 90.7 FM and HD.